Ulta Beauty begins selling products from alleged abuser, genderqueer Netflix star Jonathan Van Ness. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 26, 2025. Ulta Beauty, one of the biggest cosmetics companies in the country, has launched a collaboration with Netflix's Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness, providing his JVN Hair brand in its stores. JVN Hair is now at Ulta, and I'm here to see the display for the first time, you guys. Van Ness, clad in a dress and high heels, exclaimed before hopping into an Ulta Beauty store, clicking his heels on the tile floor. Watch below. We're going to see what JVN Hair looks like at Ulta for the first time. It's going to be Ulta fun. Van Ness continued. Okay, let's see it. The Game of Thrones star added, before Ulta Beauty employees unveiled the JVN Hair display. Van Ness, who has described himself as non-binary and genderqueer, screamed upon seeing the JVN Hair display, which featured a photo of himself, then asked, "Who's that? She's so pretty. Do you think it's pretty?" Van Ness asked Ulta Beauty employees, to which one replied, "It's gorgeous. Do you think she's going to get along with all of her other new Ulta friends?" The About My Father star inquired, to which a second Ulta Beauty employee simply stated, "Gorgeous." Van Ness concluded his video by informing the public that JVN Hair is now at Ulta Beauty, nationwide. In 2022, Ulta Beauty faced criticism from women on social media after the company published an interview on motherhood and girlhood with a man, transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Van Ness is also Mulvaney's hairstylist. In 2024, a report by Rolling Stone alleged that Van Ness was abusive and demeaning to colleagues during the production of Queer Eye. Jonathan's a person who contains multitudes and who has the capacity to be very warm, very charismatic, and has the capacity to make you feel really special that they are paying attention to you, one source said. But at least once a day, he would need to yell at somebody. It might be something small, but there's always going to be somebody to point out and blame and make the villain of the day, the source added. He didn't want to ever share the spotlight with anyone. There were times when we couldn't even shoot scenes with certain members of the Fab Five together because it got so bad. Another source said that working with him is very difficult in any capacity, especially if he happens to be in a bad mood on set. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.